Well, the Christians tend to separate eros from philia and agape. Right. But if we're in non-duality, then those three have to be actually a single power, right? Mm-hmm. And in the ancient world, Eros was a god and was actually different from Cupid or Kama, which was more the desire realm. And you remember Shiva blasting Kama with a laser beam from his forehead. But Eros is the actual upper death drive. It wants to reach and express its divine love that's overflowing and overpowering and that will not allow egoic resistance to get in the way. And it's the invincibility of that power of love, which is the divine eros, that is able to enable one to take risks and leaps and creatively flow in spontaneity and total trust that whatever is needed in any moment, it will arise, and all will be given in accord with the infinite benevolence of the creator and pervader of the world. And so it's that love that is of the God self, but that one perceives in every moment and in every being and in every phenomenon that just fills one with a kind of uncanny joy that has no reason whatsoever, no why. Because why do you love that? You know, there's no. It's just how incredible and astonishing and amazing every moment of consciousness is. And when we perceive it without the veils and the lenses, the distorting lenses of the ego, we see that divine beauty. Our doors of perception are cleansed by eros. It's love that's willing to go out of itself, out of the egoic cloister into the infinite and express itself in that holiness of the wholeness of joy and love that perceives the not only the beauty but the essence of oneself in every manifestation, in every form, and therefore cannot project anything except the energy of love itself, which is what creates rapport, right? Because love loves love and usually doesn't get it, right? But it's that enables us to have a heart-to-heart relationship. And if it's not heart-to-heart, but head-to-head, you're going to be butting heads soon and not having a true encounter or meeting or a possibility of a re-merging of consciousness into a super-organismic whole, right? And that is what brings the greatest joy of all. So that divine eros is the drive to live in that state where all is the purity of goodness and love and beauty and to continue to uncover more of the astonishing truth of the depth of multi-layered consciousness and intelligence that every character in the play is capable of expressing if the chains of their particular karma of the past character that has caused it to contract into a defensive mode are open through the heart's realization of the immediacy of love and of freedom from the past. And it's when you are in that state of presence that you transmit that freedom that can unshackle the other's fear of meeting you in that same open ground of infinite unity. So that to me is the fulfillment of divine eros. We could obviously talk about how is that practically manifested in every situation, but you know, then we would get into a whole seminar, but I hope that gives the essence of the feeling I meant to communicate.
Absolutely, supremely and completely. Thank you very much. Very, very helpful. Thank you, Shinya.
Thank you, Nirguna.